KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and breezy, still 36 degrees, has been for the past several hours. We look forward to be mostly cloudy and windy today with just a slight chance of any sprinkles or flurries this morning. We'll have a high around 42 with winds west-northwesterly at 20 to 40 miles per hour. Currently, winds are west at 15 to 20 and feels more like around 25 degrees outside. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news this hour, a state representative from central Iowa has been charged with drunk driving after a weekend arrest in northwest Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
60-year-old Scott Orth is a Democrat from Ackworth who represents part of Warren County in the Iowa House. A report from Cherokee Police indicates an officer saw a pickup driving without its headlights on at about 9:30 Saturday night. Orth smelled of alcohol, according to the police report, and tests found his blood alcohol level was above the legal limit. In a statement, Orth said he made a terrible mistake, accepts full responsibility, and plans to seek professional counseling. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Orth was charged, by the way, with first offense OWI. He faces a minimum of 48 consecutive hours in jail, but that could be waived under certain circumstances. For instance, if his blood alcohol level was below 0.15. A pair of Republican senators won't say if the president can ask another country to investigate a political foe. Senators Joni Ernst of Iowa and Cory Gardner of Colorado wouldn't answer that question Thursday in light of the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Trump last week insisted he had the right to ask Ukraine and China to investigate his possible Democratic opponent next year, former Vice President Joe Biden. Ernst and Gardner are both up for re-election next year in competitive states. Their approach mirrored that of Arizona Senator Martha McSally, also a top Democrat target next year. McSally on Monday wouldn't address the appropriateness of Trump's request for help from overseas. Some other Republican senators who don't face voters next year have said it was inappropriate. Governor Kim Reynolds is backing the new leader of Iowa's Human Resources Agency, saying he made an honest error when he misstated that his department does on his resume. Reynolds told reporters Thursday that people make mistakes and the Department of Administrative Services Director Jim Kurtenbaugh was human. Reynolds appointed Kurtenbaugh in June to lead the department that manages human resources, buildings, and other functions for the executive branch. The Associated Press reported Wednesday that Kurtenbaugh was working on the side as a paid expert witness for a family from Ames that's seeking millions of dollars from neighbors whose opposition they blame for delaying their plan to build a campground and events venue. Kurtenbaugh submitted his resume to the court last week that claimed the department he leads is the primary entity charged in the Code of Iowa with representing the state in legal matters, which isn't true. The Iowa Supreme Court has issued orders challenging how the state court system conducts security assessments after two cybersecurity workers hired by state court administrators were arrested for breaking into the Dallas County Courthouse last month. Chief Justice Mark Cady signed an order on Thursday that prohibits physical break-ins of courthouses and entry outside of regular business hours as part of cybersecurity testing. Court administrators also must confer with local officials on systems testing. In addition, Cady says that security contracts must be reviewed by a lawyer, and the court administrator must personally approve contracts with input from building security, sheriffs, and others. The courts hired an outside firm to investigate after cybersecurity company Coalfire broke into the Dallas County Courthouse in Adel and the Polk County Courthouse in Des Moines. Two workers were arrested at the Dallas County Courthouse. The law firm concluded there were misunderstandings over contract terms. It also found contract language was ambiguous and there was a lack of management, oversight, and proper supervision of the testing program. A new analysis shows Iowa and the Midwest have some of the widest disparities in racial equity in the country. A researcher at the Iowa Policy Project found patterns of segregation and discrimination are pervasive in employment, homeownership, infant mortality, and prison sentences, as well as test scores and suspensions in schools. State Representative Roz Smith is one of the five African Americans of the Iowa House. Smith says he's very aware of the disparities, but he feels many white Iowans are not.
Honestly, I think sometimes they're a Midwest mindset. Of being, you know, very neighborly people, it really sometimes serves to kind of cloud our perspective or our view to see things as really as what they are.
Smith is from Waterloo. Last November, a financial website owned by Huffington Post called Waterloo-Cedar Falls the worst metro area in the country for blacks.
For me, I don't know what it's like to operate from a privileged position. I just never had that benefit. In the same way that it's going to be hard for my white counterparts to really understand what it's like to who live with disparities all the time.
The Iowa Policy Project found black residents are less likely than whites to get a college degree, and black students in elementary and high school are five times more likely to be suspended than our white students. Latest information from the State Data Center show the poverty rate among black Iowans is about three times greater than for the general population. The unemployment rate for black Iowans is significantly higher as well. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says two conservation officers who broke up a fight in downtown Des Moines in September did nothing wrong. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Information from the DNR says an internal investigation found officers Travis Graves and Derek Slutz did not violate any current department policies after seeing two women fighting on Court Avenue in Des Moines and stopping to break it up. The two officers were on the way to training when they came upon the fight. Both of the women involved were arrested and charged. The DNR says the concerns raised about the actions have caused the department to do a review of its policies and ensure that they fully reflect the expectations of conservation officers. I'm Dar Danielson.
Authorities have identified a man who was killed while working in a dump truck south of Dubuque. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Office's deputies and medics sent to a rural property at around 7 p.m. Wednesday found a 61-year-old man, now identified as Philip Sullivan, pinned between the truck's dump box and the truck body. Sullivan was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say it appears Sullivan had been cutting metal on the truck frame when the dump box came down on him. Authorities have released the name of a man who was shot to death on the north side of Des Moines yesterday. Police identified the man as 23-year-old Rashid Mohammed Ibrahim, who lived in Des Moines. Ibrahim was found around 1:30 p.m. Thursday by officers sent to investigate reports of a shooting. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. No arrests have been reported, and police say the shooting death is the city's 13th homicide this year. Well, Iowa State University researcher says the idea that striking a power pose in the mirror can boost your confidence, abilities, and testosterone levels is complete bunk. The idea of power posing gained popularity after a study came out about a decade ago, but ISU psychology professor Marcus Creedy says there's no scientific evidence it really works. Just what is a power pose?
The most common example is standing like Wonder Woman, sort of, you know, hands on your hips, upright. Some people kind of extend their arms up in the air. A pose that's associated with powerful people. So you're kind of taking up lots of space. You're standing very tall and upright.
Creedy says there's not a single study to support claims power posing is effective, while the original 2010 report made numerous claims.
One was that it would make you feel more powerful. The second one was that it would make you more willing to take risks, which in many business settings is, of course, important. You know, you put yourself out there. And then it also claimed that it would increase your testosterone levels and lower your cortisol levels. And cortisol levels are, of course, associated with stress.
The original study has drawn criticism as the results couldn't be replicated, but a follow-up study in 2018 presented an updated analysis of the research. Creedy says from all the studies he's reviewed, some three dozen of them, power posing just doesn't work.
Some people had said, well, before you go for a job interview or before you give that big presentation at work, you know, go to the bathroom and power pose for a couple of minutes. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it's going to hurt you, but don't think that you can substitute good preparation for an interview or for a presentation with simply power posing for a minute or two.
Power posing is the subject of a TED Talk, which was reportedly the second most viewed TED Talk on YouTube with some 70 million views. There's also a book on power posing that was a New York Times bestseller. Creedy compares power posing to a drug being sold to the public without a single study ever having been able to show the drug works better than a placebo or better than nothing. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.